Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read three passages from the New Testament. Two out of the letter of Paul to the church of Colossae, the believers there, and one out of the Gospel of Mark. First, out of Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 17. And Paul writes, "He," referring to Christ, "is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things." And then out of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verse 28 to 30, Jesus is confronted by a scribe, one of the teachers of the law, and one of the scribes comes up to him and asks him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" And Jesus answered, "The most important is, hear this, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." And then again, out of Colossians, the Apostle Paul in chapter 3, verses 23 and 24, writes this, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ." Well, the past few weeks, we've spent some time looking at our identity, at what defines us to the world, at what people see when they watch us go through the journey of our days. We looked at the life of Whitney Houston. We talked about the idea of idols, those replacements for God that we allow into our lives, often not even recognizing their quiet creep into the control of the decisions, the directions, and destinations of the journey of our lives. Last week, we asked, who are you? What defines your lives? And saw that when I asked NFL football players, in particular first-year rookies, what defined them? Who were they? To a person, they said that they were a football player. But then they were left a bit anxious, a bit confused, and wondering who they really were when realizing that in the very next practice or game on that weekend, they might suffer a career-ending injury. And then I asked them, who are you then? Then we heard through Tony Dungy the words of then two-time winning Super Bowl coach Chuck Knoll at Tony's first meeting as a rookie with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tony was excited and expecting Coach Knoll to show them the direction for winning yet another Super Bowl. And Tony instead heard Coach Knoll say, "Welcome to the National Football League. You are getting paid to play, so that now makes football your profession. Don't, he said, make football your life." Tony said that if a pin had dropped, it would have been deafening from the noise. Coach Knoll continued, "If you make this game your life, you're going to leave disappointed. Don't let it become your identity." So here's a question for us to consider together today. As we think about who we are and wrestle with our identity and what and who we look like to the world around us, here it is. Who or what is on your throne? And as you ponder that for a moment, think about these other few questions I want to ask. First one, what or who occupies that most prominent place in your days, your thoughts, your future planning, your priorities? What is it that directs every decision you make nowadays? Next question, whose expectations are you trying to live up to? Another one, do you have a story in your past that you're trying to get beyond? A story maybe that lacks affirmation and praise in your younger years? That's now pushing you to show the world that, hey, you really are somebody special. Another question, what ladders are you climbing, trying to find satisfaction, fulfillment, happiness, and recognition from the world around you? What trophies, image, and status are you seeking? Who are you trying to look like or be like? Do you pretend to be someone you're not to impress others around you? Do you worry? Really? Of course. What do you worry about, though? And then this last question. Who or what is it which influences your decisions? Or said another way, who or what calls the shots in your life? All of those other questions I asked, all of those, and the answers they bring out are looking for time on the throne of your life and mine to be able to direct and control and rule our lives. Something in the past that directs us and controls the decisions we make today. Living up to somebody else's expectations. Climbing ladders to be seen as successful, to get to a place of fulfillment in life, we think, recognition. All those are seeking control on the throne of our life. So back to the question I asked first. Who or what is on your throne? I suppose you can probably figure out what or whom I might suggest should occupy the throne of your life and mine instead of all those things and many others. But Paul beat me to it in Colossians, pointing us to the God of all creation, the Lord before all things and over all things, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in chapter 3 in Colossians, Paul makes it very clear when he says, whatever you do, Scott, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. You are serving the Lord Christ. And Jesus reminds us in the passage that we read from the Gospel of Mark, the most important thing is this, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. All pointing to the Lord occupying the throne of your life and mine. So he then is our first focus, replacing the idols and the counterfeit gods of the world, which try to grip and control and distract and direct our lives. He's first. He's number one in our lives. Who would I pick to place at number one in my life? Who would you pick? Who should we pick to sit on the throne of our life, guiding, lifting, and encouraging us? But listen to me. But who or what have we picked in the past? Who do we pick? Who did we pick yesterday to sit on the throne of our life and to help us with decisions? May I suggest that we pick today the God of all creation and leave him there. Put him on the throne and leave him there. The God who created us special. The God who sees you special. No matter the echoes of voices from the past that tell you otherwise. The God who was with you when you were born and was with you in your happiest and saddest times. The God who knows your broken promises, knows your highest achievements and your fondest dreams. The God who will be with you wherever you are, no matter what you face, and has picked you up every time that you may have fallen or failed. And he'll do it again and again and again. The God who wants to be Lord of our life. And as Lord of your life and Lord of my life, as number one in our lives, will always, always point us to the right and best way and to the important and sacred people and things of our lives. My friends, maybe it's time today to stop. To stop and take a serious look within our lives. What directs and controls you day to day? What is it you strive for? Is it your image to others? Is it stuff? What is it you seek after and strive toward? Every human being strives for something, a purpose in life. Who or what whispers in your ear when you stand at the fork in the road? Or better yet, who or what are you listening to that whispers in your ear when you stand at the fork in the road and are trying to make a decision as to which direction to go? Who, my friends, is on your throne to listen to at that very moment? Who should be on your throne? Who is, number one, who is your Lord? Why not let the Lord of all creation be the only one on your throne, the only one, the Lord of lords and the King of kings, Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Let him be the Lord of your life. Let him reign over you and over all there is around you that's trying to control you and your actions, your words and thoughts, all those things that are trying to be on your throne themselves, and let him reign by putting him back on the throne, or maybe putting him on the throne for the first time. The one who created and loves us and wants the very best for us. The one above all else and who we can follow to be all we can be. Remembering that no matter what we face, no matter what we face and what happens, he is always at work for our good, and he is above all, above us on the throne of our life, there to hold you and to guide you in writing the story of the rest of your life. Like Michael W. Smith reminded us in this song, he is above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all the wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what he's worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. Let him, my friends, be on your throne. Let him be number one. Let him be Lord of your life. There is nothing, nothing else that can compare. Let me pray for us. Maybe it's just me, Lord. Maybe it's just me, slow learner that I am. But Lord, today, help me once again to put you on the throne and then remove my hand and leave you there. My tendency is to put you on the throne and then put you in the box. Put you back on the throne, put you in the box. No, no, no. Lord, help me to put you on the throne and leave you there. Help, Lord, help us all to put you on the throne, to guide and direct our lives, because we know when you do that, we will live the life that you created us to live, to be the best that we can be, to help others also to be the best they can be, aligned with you, glorifying you, doing everything we do for your glory, to satisfy you, as Paul said, not for man, but for you. That's who we serve. Thank you, Lord, for this reminder. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. Be with those folks who are struggling through whatever they're struggling through now. Surgery yesterday, that healing has already taken place. Surgeries today, surgery tomorrow. Dear friends, as they go through it, trusting you, knowing you, because you are above all. Reminded you're above all the things in life, Lord, even though sometimes we don't realize and feel it. Above all illness, above all surgeries, above all decisions we make, above all joys and heartaches, trials and triumphs, you are above all, and you love us, and you've got us. Thanks for that reminder. Thanks for all that you do for us and with us and will. And thanks for helping us to touch the world with you and for you so that others might see and remember that you are above all, and you should be on the throne of their lives as well. Your son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.